Very happy to be joined now by Daniel Winnick, former member of the Toronto Maple Leafs, currently playing in the Swiss League for the Genève Servette, and apparently is having dinner in Barcelona. Must be nice, wow. Daniel.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's one of the benefits of playing in the Swiss League is you get some days off, and it's not very hard to get to cities like Barcelona.
How was Ben's pronunciation of your team name?
Genève Servette. It's French.
Perfect. I wouldn't have said it that way.
Yeah. What is Servette?
Geneva Servette.
Oh, okay.
Servette. I don't know.
Ben does try to French it up a little. He took like one French course in junior
French
high,
immersion.
And now he's like, I'm fluent, even though he speaks no French.
Yeah, I think that was pretty good. So what does the team name mean? It's because it looked like Serviette, but that can't be it.
Yeah, so they're not the same.
I think the Eagles, I mean, that's our emblem, and we have an eagle at the start of every game that like flies to someone like from center ice to someone in the stands, like the handler.
Real one?
So, yeah, a real one.
The insurance on that sounds exorbitant because we've seen these birds of prey go wild in pregame ceremonies.
Did you guys see the one? I think it was actually a Philadelphia Eagles game recently where it flew onto the guy's shoulders in the stands, and he just had the basically no panic moment.
Yeah, well, and there was James Paxton as well, right?
Yeah, but he freaked out, which is what I would do. I'm not judging him. I'm saying I would blow a gasket. But this one fan, just an eagle, screams right in, lands on his shoulder, and he's just happy as it. How?
Yeah.
Who is that man? You,
there's never been an incident, Daniel?
They should have given him his own Animal Planet show immediately.
Not that I know of. I mean, when you do some appearances, the eagle's there, and they'll ask you if you want to hold it, you know, you put the glove on, they've asked me, I'm like, no.
Yeah, easy one planet Earth of an eagle just picking apart a fish, and it's cool. I'm good on the eagle being on me.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah, me too. All right, so the reason we wanted to have you on, Daniel, and I don't know if the news has caught the newspapers in Switzerland, but yeah, Jake Gardner was booed every time he touched the puck in the third period of the Maple Leafs game on Monday against the Colorado Avalanche. And of course, you were part of that team with the Salute Gate incident. I guess we should start with a baseline. Like, what do you think of fans and their decision to boo either members of the home team or the home team entirely?
Well, it sucks when it happens, and I feel for Jake. I haven't really watched much NHL games. It's tough with the time change and everything, but it's never nice when that happens, especially when it's your home team. And it might be warranted. They feel it's warranted, but it sucks for the team. I know the guys on the team probably with Jake and feel for him. It happened more than a couple of times that first bad year with Randy as the coach where I think we kind of sucked some games. I remember in Buffalo there were beer cans raining from the upper deck onto the ice, and then I think that's when the jerseys started coming over the glass. So it sucked. It's never nice when your fans aren't behind you in a fully support way and kind of more of in a negative way.
Do you view there to be a delineation between booing the team, though, and booing an individual player? Like, do you think that crosses a line?
That's tough. I mean, the fans might feel the right that they have the right to boo the team or boo a player. You know, I don't know. I honestly haven't put that much thought into that. I just think it sucks either way when it happens. It doesn't feel good when you're getting booed by your home fans, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, for sure. I would just think that, because there has been, I've spent some time thinking about it over the last 24 hours because I've been more on the standpoint of non-player where, you know, it's easy to look from the outside and say, oh, well, you know what, like you're paid to do a job and these are the customers. And if they're dissatisfied, this is kind of the one way they can reach out and express that dissatisfaction. That no one wants anyone going to social media. No one wants anything doing crazy. But if you do some light booing in a stadium, that's within the confines of something that's fair. But when you are doing it to an individual player and it's a person that now needs to wear the entire just the entire brunt of it all, the disappointment in not just him, but the rest of the team, I can at least understand how that might be different.
It is completely different because now Jake, and maybe there's some aftermath, and I shouldn't say aftermath, but some still hard feelings towards Jake for the playoffs. So maybe that's part of how they felt against the Avalanche. But what sucks that fans don't really understand to a complete extent is, hey, we have bad nights. It's not going to go great every single game that we play, and Jake probably just had a bad night. And it's unfortunate the fans got on him like that, that every time he touched the puck. And I guess me being a player, and I'm sure Jake has never thought about it, but you see a lot of times fans even boo the goalie when he finally makes a save if he's having a rough night. And I don't think I've ever thought of it on the aspect of, man, our goalie's really got to hate that right now. So,
yeah, it kind of comes with the territory of being a fan.
I like how you just kind of admitted, like, yeah, goalies aren't really people. Like, no, it's not the same.
They're like kickers.
Yeah, no, they don't have feelings.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, just a weird goalie. Like, yeah, it's a weird booed.
So we're banding about the idea of Toronto being a tough sports town when it comes to the Toronto Maple Leafs. And obviously the team you played on, very different than the current one playing in Toronto at Scotiabank Arena. But would you consider Toronto a tough city to play in when we're talking about the fans?
You know, I've had this conversation so many times, and I loved it. I didn't think it was that hard, but maybe because of my style of hockey and I wasn't a guy breaking the bank and being paid, you know, one of the highest paid players on the team, that it was that hard and I didn't find the fans that difficult. But I think the pressure and scrutiny that you're under in Toronto as a high paying player and somebody that's expected to perform night in, night out at a very high level, then yes, it's tough. And I think I was fortunate being there in a sense. I was on teams that weren't expected to win. I mean, it was in the rebuild, so everybody kind of knew we were going to lose. So I think the expectations were low, and fans' expectations, especially the second year when it was Mike's first year, is, you know, it was kind of like the start of it, and that led to them getting Austin. So, but I think what they're under right now, with especially how they started, and I know they've had a little bit of a rough patch right now, is that there's an expectation that they have the possibility of winning the Stanley Cup. So I'm sure it's really hard right now playing there with the pressure mounting on this season.
Yeah, you nailed it, though, when it comes to contracts, right? Is that that's such a big part of being a modern sports fan, is you look at everyone's play through the prism of their contract. And so, yeah, if you are someone that's making more money, and like we're seeing that with William Nylander right now, if you watch them play or you look at any number, it'll tell you Nylander is just in a bit of a slump, but he's coming around and he's been playing well. But the counter has just consistently been, well, you know, he's paid to score and he just got this big contract. And so there's really no patience from a lot of the fan base to say, oh, yeah, okay, just give it time. It'll all level out. I do wonder, though, did you ever think that it was more, because there was that incident, Salutegate, and it was, and it's so funny that that ended up being even a thing. But do you think that there is something where the fans can be more unfair here, or that it is just the media that bleeds into that?
No, I don't think the fans are unfair. I mean, it's no different from other cities I've played in.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, the hardest thing to play for, I was only there for 20-something games, was Pittsburgh. You know, they were tough. Mm. Like, those were some, like, diehard fans that really freaking cared. And if you played bad, I mean, I was getting so ridiculed on Twitter when I was there. It was unbelievable. I couldn't believe some of the stuff being said. And it was never like that for me in Toronto. So I think it just comes with the territory of playing in a hockey market with a team that is expected to have successful seasons.
Yeah, for sure. Can we revisit Salutegate just for a second? Did you have follow up on that?
No, I'm always curious as to how much athletes, because you see some guys are very active. Mm-hmm. So like in the NBA, you know, Joel Embiid is reading his mentions and you know, he's tweeting stuff out, and that's a kind of a given. But in the NHL, you don't really have too many guys that post a lot unless it's something that's sponsor driven or charity driven, which is fine, but you don't have too many guys that are outspoken on the app. So you kind of assume guys aren't on the app and guys don't read the mentions, but is that actually the case?
Oh, guys read the mentions.
Yeah,
for sure. They do. Guys see that stuff all the time.
Yeah. So it's probably a little misunderstood in terms of like your output versus you actually spending time and reading the app.
Yeah, I think as hockey players, we're much more conservative and don't want to be in the limelight for the wrong reasons. And I'm not saying Joel Embiid is. I mean, a lot of those NBA guys do an awesome job on Twitter. You know, they strike up a lot of conversations and discussions, and it's good. You know, I can't remember I mean, quite frankly, maybe like Paul Bissonnette was the only guy that would get into it with people on Twitter. Mm-hmm. But I can't think of a hockey guy that has anyone else.
So we want to let you get back.
It's just, no, you're okay.
Yeah, well, okay, you're good. The tapas is not getting cold?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
The chef hasn't come out and said it's very rude for you to be on the phone in my fancy restaurant. That hasn't been the issue so far. Good. All right, we're good.
No.
All right. So, yeah, Salute Gate. What do you remember from that time? Because there was a lot of discussion and you know, going over the tape like it was the Zapruder film and looking at the potential conversation that was taking place between Dion Phaneuf and Phil Kessel. What do you remember of that?
Well, that was actually really funny. It was like dissecting a football game tape or something. But, no, I just remember us being really pissed off about what the fans have been doing over the last, it was like a week or so, you know, with the jerseys coming on the ice and all that stuff. And I honestly can't quite remember, like, if there was a discussion like, screw these guys, let's not salute them at the end of the game. I think it just happened after the game. And that's really all I remember. I don't think it was going to be a big deal to what it was. I never thought, God, this is going to be a huge media story, and we're going to be in a lot of trouble for this. I'm sure if anybody knew that would happen, we wouldn't have done it. But, yeah.
But that was a feeling in the dressing room that, hey, these fans are disrespecting us. They're booing us off the ice, despite the fact that we lost 8-2. And, yeah, they weren't pleased with the fans at that moment.
Yeah, for sure. I don't think we were too happy with just what was going on. Like we were upset we weren't winning, and I don't think any of them felt a lack of effort. Maybe they felt it was. And I'm sure that was some of the feelings from us at the time.
What's the conversation?
Nothing was planned, though. That's a fact.
Okay, nothing was planned.
I know nothing was planned.
Yeah.
The tape would dispute that.
That's been the party line. I like how you've kept that like the whole way. Like,
you're
everyone
separated
has.
Now,
everyone
Daniel.
Remembers. It's like everyone remember. We stick to the same story.
Yeah, you
nobody
can even
break. Nobody say there was a conversation about it early on. I remember reading some quotes from it, and it was that was I think what Phaneuf said right away. I do wonder what those conversations are like amongst players, though. Is like you're just there, you're like, oh, stupid fans, I'm not trying to put you on blast here and get you to say, you know, people were talking about or how they speak ill of the fans, but it is just a strange conversation to have. Like, maybe it's because we don't really have fans, so it's hard for Ben and I to understand what it's like or to have a discussion about them, but, like, how does something like that even begin?
I don't know. You know, so long ago, it's not like I can remember the exact conversations, but I think it's just more feelings guys have. It's like, God, this freaking sucks. Like, I just remember being a kid that grew up in Toronto and being a Leafs fan and all that, and then you're on the ice and you see jerseys coming over because people are ashamed to wear it. People had bags on their heads coming to games. Like, it was crazy. And then then you win, and it's like all's forgotten.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So
that's where it's just so, so bizarre.
No, you can call it bizarre. It seems to make a lot of sense to me. We're talking about sports fans, but yeah, Maple Leafs win tomorrow in Tampa. Even if they have a good effort, Jake Gardner is going to be applauded next time he arrives here in Toronto. I'm pretty sure. Daniel, I really appreciate the time. What's on the menu tonight in Barcelona? You know, you haven't made your order yet.
I haven't even stepped foot in the restaurant yet. So,
Well,
hopefully, I'll have more of that in 10 minutes. Know what's going on?
We will officially announce that Genevieve Servette is the
Geneva. Geneva.
Listen, I never tried to say that I was going to pronounce it correctly. I'm just going off what I remembered. That's our team now.
Like, yeah. That's 100%. We'll be following the Swiss League now. Appreciate the time, Daniel.
Thanks, man. This was fun.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.